Intervju Radija Študent.
Time, space, manifest into the unity of the Creator. The Creator has all experiences, and we live as flying images of endless imagination. Listen to the Creator speak in me now. Listen, these words are part of God's thing. I am a vessel, a black priest interpreting the present and future for my people. Olaroon, Allah speaks in and through me now.
Drago poslušalstvo, pozdravljeni v RS Intervju, kjer v tokratni ediciji gostimo enega največjih akterjev, pravzaprav veteranov Los Angeleške beat scene, Ras Gia, ki je prišel na radio pred svojim večernim nastopom v Gali Hali v organizaciji Rap.etka in RXTX. Tam bo v njem možno slišati cel kup domačih beatmakerjev in DJ-jev od RXTX, Residentov, Borke in Felisa Katusa, Čunfe iz Trajta, do samo Nelis in Čime iz Space kolektiva, skratka cel kup enega folka, cel kup enih beatov, na čelu pa Ras G in African Space Program skupaj z MC Kahilom, ki ga prav tako gostimo v studiju. So, if you get into the interview, Ras, welcome, welcome MC Kahil. Ras, that's how it's pronounced, right? I did get
it. Yeah, you got it right.
So, what's the story behind that? What's up with that?
Oh, man, Ras, head creator, is Ethiopian title, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in head of my life, you know? I'm the head creator of my life, so I am the Ras. And the Ra is the sun.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, I am the Ra.
You are the Ra.
Son of the sun.
Nice, nice. That's great. So, right off the bat, you put out your work to a lot of channels like Leaving Records and Ramp Recordings, but one of your most notable attachments you have is with Brain Feeder. So what I wanted to know is, how did all that happen? How did it come to that?
Just smoking weed with Flying Lotus.
Smoking weed with Flying Lotus. I bet we could all do that right now. Like that.
Yeah, if you come to LA, you can smoke weed with.
So how did it like feel in the beginning? Did you have any idea like in the very beginning that maybe the label would get the outreach and the impact it has today?
No. Well, like I say, the Brain Feeder thing, that was Flying Lotus's vision. So I was just a player within that team.
But you went out to with the first tours and stuff like that. You were there to see it all happen, yeah.
Yeah, it was really just LA at the moment, you know. That's what was going on. A lot of hanging out, playing music. That's how Brain Feeder came together, at Flying Lotus's apartment.
Yeah, and today it's something like a real presence on the scene.
Yeah, it's a whole other thing now.
Yeah, because I feel like beats in general have a really interesting role in like hip-hop, wider culture and stuff like that. You know, like the way the scene is dependent on them sometimes. And, you know, you have like these, on YouTube you have those live streams, lo-fi 24/7 beats, you know, that kind of thing, which basically crossed over to the mainstream. So, given your time spent in the scene and your presence, I was wondering, how do you feel things have changed since you, I don't know, put out your first beat, and how do you think it stands today?
Just more people doing it.
But
more people making beats now, you know. Back then, not so many people making beats, but a lot of people making beats. But now beats are kind of like, they become real popular, like rapping, when everybody started rapping. Or when DJing, turntablism got really big.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with production right now.
So do you feel like that is a good thing or a bad thing for the league?
Hey man, I like beats. So you know, I love beats, you know, so.
The more the merrier.
Hey, I'm cool with it. As long as you got your own voice and you make your own sound, you know, if you do your own thing, it's good.
So, your work encompasses this very wide scope of, and like range. You have stuff that's like very laid back and what we could define as chill, and then you have other stuff which is very abstract in its form. So I was wondering, like, how do you approach all these different projects? With a certain vision and sound in mind, or is it all very spontaneous? And
everything is happening. It's every day. Sometimes I feel like this. Sometimes I feel really mellow. Sometimes I'm really hype. Sometimes it all happens within a day, you know, so I'm making a lot of different stuff within the day. So with all these different feelings, I just put it into the music.
So it's a really day-to-day thing of your mood and stuff like that.
Yeah, every bottom minute, you know. But I might wake up and make something real, you know, concrete and experimental. Then I might make just some boom bap something, you know, some hip-hop. Then I might make something really crazy outside of I don't know what the fuck it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be defined. Just
do it. Just do it, you know?
So
create.
Given your like creative output, are there days when you're not making music?
Yeah, but my mind don't stop. So I'm always hearing sounds and, you know, so it's like the music doesn't stop to me.
So what do you do in those days? You get back to music or do you?
I'm doing something music related.
Okay.
Working on an album cover, a track list, mixing, mastering, listening to a record, sounds in the streets. Like I say, I hear sounds all the time, so the music don't stop. Even if I'm not making it, I still hear the music.
So given all these different projects like that we mentioned before, what, for example, constitutes a Ras G project versus a Ras G with the African Space Program?
Okay, well, a Ras G project would be like just a side order, you know? It would just be some chips and a falafel, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But a Ras G and the African Space Program, it's like going to a big restaurant with so much different things you could order. So it's a lot of different things within one thing for an African Space Program record. Might be some house, might be some experimental, might be some boom bap, might be some experiment. It'd be everything on one record. But the Ras G projects is just one thing.
Okay.
It's like side orders.
Yeah, just like a pre-dish or
like
something.
This, yeah, exactly. Like, this is hummus. This is tahini. You know, these are fries. Those are the Ras G projects. It is one thing. But when you order it for dinner, you get all these things at one time.
Yeah.
Like Ethiopian food, you know?
So the last project you released was actually with the African Space Program. You, back in April, you actually released it on 420, a very important date for us all. So it was titled Stargate Music, and as you put it, an astral ode to woman.
Yeah, to the vagina, man.
The vagina, not a woman, just woman.
Really. Yeah, woman.
What can you tell us about that? What's up with that?
Well, that's where we come from, right? We come from the Stargate, right?
Yeah.
You got a belly button?
I do. Last time I checked.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're connected to the Stargate. You came here through a Stargate. You came through a woman.
Yeah.
So I give it up for the Stargate because that's where we go. That's where we come back to.
So it's like a cyclical thing.
It's a cycle. Yeah, it's a way of life. So I made an album that's dedicated to coming out the Stargate, to going back in the Stargate, leaving a seed in the Stargate, and then leaving the planet and coming back again through the Stargate.
So a lot of your I wanted to just ask you about that because we just picked up this theme. Like, your work has this mystical dimension to it. It's connected with stuff like Afrofuturism and this cosmic philosophy maybe and stuff like that. So I was wondering, like, what would you, if you could name like influences on you from that specter, like in terms of philosophy, for lack of a better word, like thought or philosophy?
Dr. Joseph Ben Yochanan, Ivan Van Sertima, you know, John Henry Clark, Sheikh Anta Diop, Sun Ra, Art Ensemble of Chicago, Public Enemy, KRS-One, you know, Augustus Pablo, it can go Malcolm X, it goes, it's really expanded. Sonia Sanchez, you know. It goes many different places. All these different things are part of a continuum. And I represent that continuum for that great black thing, which is everything and nothing. Because blackness is everything and nothing.
So when did this all kind of, when did you connect with that or come into contact with that?
When I came out to Stargate.
So and you just found music as your connection to the Stargate.
Hey, man, when you come out to Stargate, what do you hear? What do? You make a sound. You cry. Yeah. Music is sound. That's the sound. Yeah. When your mom slapped you on your ass, the way, you know what I mean? When the doctor slapped the baby on the ass, that's a sound.
Yeah, I wish that's I could remember that, but I...
Hey, you can, if you connect to that thing, you might be able to hear it.
So, given, like, I feel like your music sounds a lot like some kind of collage sometimes, or a montage, or this free-flowing construction of elements that may be different or alien to one another. And I was wondering what stimulates you most outside music, like any other artistic medium that maybe you see sharing an influence on you?
Everything, a lot of different things, but nothing particular. You know, really just the music. It all relates back to the music to me and sound, you know.
But like something, maybe visual art or something like that. You said you're working on album covers and stuff. You do that yourself a lot, or do you?
No, I have a lot of different people I work with, you know. Ones whose visuals I see connect with the music.
Okay.
So like Stargate album cover particularly,
mm-hmm.
I saw that cover and I already had the music done to it. So it's just the art that I saw was the music that I had.
Yeah, it was like a translation.
Yeah, exactly. So it was like, I need that art. Pardon. So that artist, I reached out to him and I told him, I had to track him down for like 2 years, man, to try to get that album cover. Because I kept telling him, I have music that goes with that artwork.
Yeah, it was a connection, right?
Yeah, so when you see the Stargate album cover, that music was made already before it even seen the art, before the art even heard the music. It was like it was a match made already.
So this next question could be also addressed to MC Cahill, which you got in the studio right now.
Yeah.
I was wondering, how does your creative process change when you're working with MCs, like you did with Koreatown Oddity, and you got songs with rapping on it? Like, how does that change? Would it become a more collaborative process, or just...
No, man, that's falafel with the chips, man. That's falafel with the bites. Falafel with the pommes, man. It's just, they come through with what it is that they need, and I come through with what it is that they need to make the song strong, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I know what he sounds good on, so I know how to make that sandwich. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you guys actually start on it? How did you guys start making the sandwich?
It's long. Just been seeing them around the neighborhood.
Yeah, and was
you know, destined to hook up when, you know, put some things together. So it was definitely a process. So
yeah, I meet this guy. He's like, "Yo, I want to rap on some beats." I'm like, "Okay, what do you sound like?" So he had to work on some stuff before I could hear something, so I could make some music that he would sound good on.
Mm-hmm.
I had to make sure that it was a good hummus before I put it on my bread, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So make sure the hummus was right, and I'm like, "God, what can I make to go with that hummus?"
Yeah.
All right, this right here, and that's why it works.
Yeah. And you're happy with this sandwich? The sandwich.
You're happy with the sandwich.
Yeah, yeah, I am. I definitely am.
You know, everybody we've been touring with, they're happy with the sandwich.
Yeah.
So how is it, you were currently on tour together, or?
Yeah, we've been on tour for almost a month.
And how's it been, like?
We've been out here wrecking shows, man. Everybody loves this sandwich.
Given like your previously mentioned variety and stuff like that, how do you usually approach live sets? Like, what side of Ras G do we see live?
I come to kill.
Okay.
I come to destroy. I come to bring a heavy sound. I don't like light sound. Sometimes I do light sound, you know, ambient experimental sets. But when I'm out here doing the African Space Program, it's heavy, heavy, you know, continuous, just heavy, heavy sound.
So is that also the kind of night that we can expect today from
Oh, yeah, it's going to be crazy. You'll never forget it.
It's going to be crazy, yeah.
A lot of bass.
A lot of bass.
You're going to walk away feeling, like, good.
So, yeah, we're all excited for this main dish you're offering us tonight.
Yeah.
I wish you all a lot of luck. We came to the end of the interview, so I'm just going to make a short outro. Torej, dragi poslušalci, kot rečeno, prišli smo do konca intervjuja. Sedaj bomo slišali še komad, komad The Arrival iz Rasovega zadnjega albuma Stargate Music. Vas pa še enkrat vljudno vabim v Galo Halo začetkom ob 23.00, kot rečeno, cela vrsta raznolikih domačih beatmakerjev in pa seveda Man of the Hour, Ras G in African Space Program skupaj z MC Kahilom. Ras, Kahil, thank you both for coming, thank you for everything.
Respect. Check all this new music coming out.
Yes, sir.
On my label, Ghetto Sci-Fi Music. We got a lot of music coming. Kahil's solo album, 2019.
Ghetto Sci-Fi Music, solo album MC Kahila. Slišali ste tukaj prvič. Tehnica je bila Polona, z vami sem bil Max. Luna, pardon. Tehnica je bila Luna, z vami sem bil Max. Hvala in se slišimo po komadu še.
Intervju Radija Študent.